A woman's voice sounded from behind her. You must be Haldora. Hafa! Haldora swiveled her hands up in surrender, sword hovering between two fingers. Innocence was her friend now. The appearance of submission would save her. Where were her guards? But the question did not go unanswered for long. Stepping into the moonlight, a figure held a knife to one of her guards' throats. The hood of their cloak fell back to reveal the face of a woman, beautiful, albeit hardened eyes shining from a mask of black paint. Haldora took in the details. There were 5 total intruders, including the woman, and only 2 of her own men. She carefully repositioned the hilt of her sword back into her palm. The work before her would not be easy, but before she could step forward to strike, the woman released her man and held the dagger to the side, eyes on Haldora. You have no reason to be afraid, Haldora, even though you saw fit to dispatch Corrin. I will show your servants grace. Her loose sleeves fell away from her wrists, revealing a long winding snake tattoo around her left forearm. We only seek audience with the one bent on unseating the usurper. Haldora relaxed her shoulders, but kept her sword firm in her grip. Her intuition of the young pockmarked soldier had been right. Spies in my ranks, hmm? She squinted at the woman, whose blonde hair was braided back in intricate weaves. That's one strike against you. The second is this night business. I hold court during the day. If I had shown up earlier, your men would have brought me to you in chains, and no true queen would give a prisoner voice. Haldora smirked as she slid her sword back into its sheath. A fair point. The blonde woman tilted her head with a matching smirk. Your Majesty, I have a proposition for you.